Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth drama.
Together we've got smooth drama. Welcome together. To drama.
With Butterficon
and Dick Hugger in the place to be.
Yeah.
Yeah, you supposed to say that. You got to say that a little bit more gangster.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. You did a job there. That was kind of terrible.
Yeah, okay.
Well, you know, speaking of Dick Huggerism, man.
A Dick Huggerism?
Dick Huggerism, man. I
Dick
was,
Huggerism, A.
Hey, I got to say this. I spoke to Dick Hugger Jr. today, and he put me down on something he did today. It was hardcore, and it was smooth. I was like, that's my nutsack right there. Listen what he did. He was in the coffee bean drawing a picture. And he noticed that there was a female that was watching him. You know, passing by, watching him, whatever.
Watching you?
Watching him draw.
Oh.
I'm talking about Dick Hugger Jr. Not senior, I'm senior. I'm talking about Dick Hugger Jr. For all those who don't know, I have a Dick Hugger Jr. Anyway, Dick Hugger Jr.
Is here?
Dick Hugger Jr. is drawing in the coffee. Can I tell a goddamn story? Dick Hugger Jr. is in the coffee bean drawing his comic book. He's on issue number 3.
Yes.
So, what happened is he noticed the fly young lady checking him out. So he says, all right, I'm going to do something about that. So on his paper, he writes, hey.
Hello.
Yeah, he writes on the sheet of paper, hey, how are you doing? You're looking kind of good. She writes back. She texts him back on her phone and puts it up against the window. I'm doing fine. You want to talk? He's like, yeah, come on in. So she comes in and they start talking, and he totally did his Dick Hugger fizzle.
Dick Huggerism, what'd he do?
Fizzle. He talked to the girl, got the number. They going to get together.
That's a Dick Huggerism?
Look.
I thought that was just a manism.
No, man. Look, he came across.
Is that manism?
He did it differently, man. He put the piece of paper up against the window saying, hey, how you doing? I noticed you checking me out. You want to talk about it? That's what I'm talking about. That Dick, you ain't never had.
Ism.
Dick Huggerism.
That's a player.
Don't hate, participate.
That's being a player, not a Dick.
No,
Hugger.
That was smooth and different. You ain't never had a man come at you by putting.
No, I'm just saying that's being a player. That's what players do.
Why you gotta be a player?
What?
Why you gotta be a player?
I'm just a player trying to get the girl to come over and talk to you and be together. That's being a player.
That's called being nice and considerate.
Okay, then it's not a dickism. I mean, not a dickism, but a
dickism. Dick Huggerism. You don't know nothing about that.
Whatever. Next subject, please. Dick hugger is.
Well, you know, I wanted to talk, you know, about a little slang in America. You know, we say some words from time to time.
Time to time.
They mean a lot of things. You know, like.
I just learned what the word skeet means. Scoot, skeet? Is that what it's called? Skeet?
Skeet. Yeah, well, that's because you slow. What that means.
So what's the new word?
Well, it's no new word. I'm first talk about the word dog.
What?
You know how you say that's my dog.
Okay.
You know the fellas dog.
The same
that's
homie.
Yeah, that's homie. But you know, to you women, you know y'all believe that dog is just a man that ain't no good.
But wait. Not all women. You said you women.
So you've never called a man a dog?
Yeah, I call the man a dog, but I also call him, that's my dog. I always say that, too. So, you know, he's a dog.
Said,
but
you're
not meaning it instrumental. I mean it like, he's a dog. You know, like, he's a player. Could mean a slew of things.
Well,
I'm thinking, homie, that's my dog, you know? Homie, that's my homie.
Yeah, but you said the man was a dog, too. Right?
But I don't mean that detrimentally. I think, okay, whatever's. Men will be men, women be women, you know? Dog be dogs, homies be homies, players be players, so.
All right. I'm going to argue the point.
Okay.
I'll be wasting
Look,
my time.
Who you talking with?
Yeah, I forgot. I'm not talking. Well, you are a female, but you're not a female, so you're.
I was called tomboy today.
What?
I was called a tomboy today because I was breaking out my tape measure and my hammer and my screwdriver today. Mm-hmm.
What does that have to do with being a tomboy?
Because I'm not, you know, like frilly can't do shit on my own.
Okay,
you know.
That makes you a tomboy?
I guess.
Because you can hammer a nail and you know what a tape measure is?
Do things on my own with the whole hammer measuring things and the screwdriver and, you know, I guess. I don't know. Tomboy. I'm kind of like a tomboy. But when was the last time you saw me in a skirt, so?
Okay.
And heels.
Okay. That don't mean nothing.
When was the last time I shaved my legs? Oh!
That I don't know.
You don't want to know.
I hope it was recently.
Okay. It's winter time. There's no need.
Just keep wearing pants. Don't give folks the thought of you as Sasquatch or whatever.
Yeah, shoot. Yeah, okay.
Afro. I mean, if I can find my parents' old blowout comb, I'll hook you up and we can blow out so you can have an afro on your leg.
No, the hair on my legs are not nappy, curly, you know. They soft and smooth.
Yeah. Whatever.
Except when they first grow out, you know, they're all prickly. And then when they get towards a certain length, they're nice and smooth. We're talking about the hairs on my legs.
Yes, we're going to move past the hair on your legs. We're going to talk about the word.
You brought it up, man.
Okay, pussy.
What about it?
You know, when they say pussy. If you call a man a pussy, of course, that means he's soft.
He a wimp.
Right. Pretty much.
Okay.
But, of course, you know, then you say that there are those who own pussies. But does that mean they're pimps, or does that mean they own cats?
I don't understand.
There's nothing to understand. We talking about the different variations of pussy.
Okay.
There's the vagina pussy.
Right.
And of course, there's the pussy cat.
Right.
That's it. I'm just breaking down words. You know, people don't look at the whole context of things sometimes.
Oh, well, we can break down a whole bunch of words in the English language. That's why English is so difficult to learn.
To learn. Well, you know, I was having this argument with somebody the other day. I was like, man, English is the hardest language
to learn.
It
is. They do say English is the hardest language to learn because there's so many meanings to different words.
Right. Exactly. Like ass.
Who was debating that with you?
I was debating somebody from Guatemala.
Okay.
And, you know, they're saying, I'm like, English. English is
right.
If you're trying to learn English here, you pretty much shit out of luck.
Exactly.
You're not gonna understand nothing. And you know the language here changed like every 5 years depending on the rap record.
Right. And you and they actually put those words in the English language? I mean, in the dictionary?
Yeah, they put bling in the dictionary.
Yeah.
I'm like, bling? Are you serious?
I bet you diva's in there, too.
Who?
Diva.
Oh, yeah, but diva is just, you know, a female that's high post.
But that's still a slang word, diva.
Okay.
And, you know, they're adding that to the dictionary. I just think, man, English is the hardest language to learn.
I feel sorry for these
language
as a second language kids, whatnot, or people. Because they'll be out in the street and they'll just say something and get yourself killed out in the street.
I think you and I should speak our own language.
What would be the name of our language?
I don't know. We'll have to think of a word for it.
Because
it ain't English sometimes.
Yeah, I know. That brings me to the whys. You know, I try to understand why people.
You try to put logic behind things, right?
I'm into logic, man. Logic is a beautiful thing. Making sense.
Logic behind it too, but you get mad when I start asking the questions on why.
No,
you want to move on.
No, I don't get mad. I'm done.
Not mad, but you just okay. Moving on. When I want to, want to find out the how, where, why, and when.
Yeah, but you just do that just for the sake of doing it. You don't really care.
I like to irritate.
Yeah, okay.
If you wanna
measure your success in life by irritation, you are a success.
I am damn I'm a damn successful person.
Yeah. But you know, I wanna know this is something I want people to think about. Why is it sick to watch pornos? But it's not sick to watch horror flicks that show like grisly deaths, like movies like Saw, Friday the 13th, Halloween, Nightmare on Elm Street, shit, Scarface, American Gangster.
I think watch both.
Huh? You think what?
I think it's sick to watch both.
Well, but you know, some folks, you know, I've had the discussion, you know, people think, Scarface won the greatest movie ever. I'm like, he a drug dealer. He sell poison to people. What's so smooth about that? That shit is not smooth.
I never saw that movie.
Yeah, I've seen it like twice. I've watched it the first time. I was like, this the greatest movie? And I watched it again to make sure that maybe I wasn't tripping when I watched it.
You were missing something?
Yeah, I didn't miss nothing. It was like, he's a drug dealer. He killed his homie, and he got killed by some more drug dealers. End of the story.
Oh, is that what happened to him? He did get killed in the end?
Yeah.
Oh, well, then there's no need for me to...
Supposedly said some yeah, he dies in the end. I don't mean to ruin it for you.
Thank you.
My bad.
Yeah.
You know, I watched this movie, you know, that Notorious B.I.G., you know, about Notorious B.I.G., the rapper, called Notorious Movie. Now, there's a horror portion in this flick that's worse than any porno that I've ever seen. He sells some crack to a pregnant woman. You know, that was like, okay, this is worse than porn. It's worse than any double penetration I've seen. Any skeet, skeet, skeet in somebody's face. He sold crack to a pregnant woman. I'm saying, I think that's worse than somebody getting busted in the face with some jizzle.
Well, it's a movie, man. They're movies.
I'm saying, though, you know how folks is really against porn? You know, you hear it all the time. Now, I'm not saying that I'm not advocating an inordinate amount of porn, because, you know, too much of that shit is like, no. I'm just saying that.
It's the same thing over and over again.
Right, but porn is no worse than any of these movies. I mean, or these video games. You know, remember the video game where the dude, you can pull out the spine of somebody and it just falls into a puddle?
Well, those are like cartoon thingies.
Okay, but porn is like a cartoon.
No, it's real life people.
Okay, but it ain't real.
But it's still real life people. Human beings.
Yeah, it's human beings, but still, it's like these movies. No difference in these movies. I mean, what, Rambo killed by 95 people?
These and aggressions by these movies and porn and video games.
What about it?
That's what I just said. People act out their aggressions and their fantasies. Not act out, but live vicariously. That's my new word for the day.
That's your new word, vicariously?
Vicariously. I haven't used that word in a very long time, so I'm going to use that today. Vicariously. I have no idea what it means. Care, but I'm going to use it.
All right. That's good. Well, you know, that brings me into the next subject.
Uh-oh. Are we just doing sex?
This is my last why.
Uh-oh.
This is my last why.
Okay.
This why is basically, why do people smack other people on the ass when they play sports, but it's sexual harassment when you do it any other time?
I don't know.
You know, I mean, because it's like an automatic reaction. See it all the time. No, I mean, I know I'm guilty of it. I'm a ball player. So every now and again, I'll, bam.
You smack?
Good job, homie.
Oh,
yes.
You do?
Yes, I'm an ass smacker.
I remember seeing you do that.
Okay, it's been done.
How'd it feel?
How they feel? You got jokes. You got jokes. I wasn't gauging my feelings at the time.
You left it open, so.
Oh, I'm good with it. I'm good with it. I am an ass smacker.
But have you been? I'm sure you've been smacked on the ass.
Yeah.
By men and women.
Yes.
So, okay, if you got smacked in the ass at work, which I'm sure you have.
No, I've not been smacked on the ass at work. That is not happening.
Would you consider that sexual harassment?
Yeah. Actually, it would be.
Oh. Even though, I mean, if it was a cheering, hey, good job kind of thing?
Nah, don't touch my ass at work.
Why not?
You mean no touch my ass?
What if it was a hot, hot woman?
Yeah,
and she smacked my ass.
No.
Mm.
Boundaries, homie. You gotta have boundaries. So you saying that the hot
what
guy?
What if it was an accident?
Well, hold on.
But it's okay for her to do it on the court?
Yeah. On the court is different. There's
but it was a good job. That's great. Ha ha ha. Get up there and do it again and smack you on the ass.
Hell no. Because anybody at work smacking me on the ass is like, nah.
Okay. But it's okay to do it on the court.
Yeah.
So your question is why?
Yeah, I've always wondered why. Where is the origin of that? Where you smack?
Are you saying they shouldn't do it? There shouldn't be that line between the two?
No, I don't know. I just put it out there in the air.
Well, it's up there. It's hanging.
Yeah, it's hanging. You know.
Literally.
It's just a thought, you know. People, I mean, because, you know, of course there's the other ass smacking. And, you know, some people like ass
smacking. What do you mean the other ass smacking?
The spanking.
We were just talking about.
Anyway, that's different. You talking about somebody smacking you on the ass, talking about, oh, good job.
Right.
No.
About.
Anyway.
What do you?
I'm moving on to crazy people.
Okay. In what state?
You know what state?
Florida.
I might have to say it, but yeah, it's Florida. I didn't want to say it, but.
How did I know?
Man,
for all you
Floridians.
Yes.
Yes, Floridians.
Floridians?
Yes.
For you. We think you crazy, man.
Yes. The woman who called 911 to complain when McDonald's staff refused her order of chicken McNuggets.
Yes. Yeah, she wanted her money back.
You know what? I understand, you know, she's mad about the chicken McNuggets. And I need my money back. But come on. You don't call 911 for a dispute with McDonald's over chicken nuggets.
Well, did you hear about the guy that called 911 because he thought he was over, him and his wife were overdosing on marijuana?
Well, you know, stupid people.
And he was a cop.
Well, you know, he was smoking the pizza.
Hilarious.
Okay. He was smoking the sticky, icky, icky.
Well, the you know, the operator is trying to get more information out of him. He's saying that, oh, gosh, his wife might be dead on the floor, that they made some brownies, and... He was hallucinating. And then he wanted to know the score of some game.
Oh, yeah, he was smoking the real good stuff.
Oh, God, it was funny.
Well, I can imagine it was.
Funny.
I've been able to, you know, hear that call. That's the call to hear.
But, you know, I don't know what state they were in. He was a cop.
Well, he probably was from Florida. Well, I ain't
going to
say that.
Okay. Probably Florida.
Well, you know, there's some crazy folks in Ohio. I know people, I ain't get to talk about this last week, but people y'all heard about the Dayton mother caught breastfeeding and driving. She's driving her kids to school.
Who?
Janine Compton. She was pulled over by Kettering police Thursday at Far Hills and Dorothy Lane while taking her other children to school. She was breastfeeding and talking on the cell phone while driving.
What?
She was multitasking. You know how y'all women do it. Y'all
you
early in the morning, you're driving to school, you're driving to work or whatever, you're doing your eyeliner, your lipstick. What?
Are you saying men can't multitask?
No, I'm saying that men don't multitask. Not like that, not while driving.
Okay.
Yeah, don't try to pull that superiority junk. Because we're not having it. No, because we're not having it. Because I've already conceded that women are the stronger sex.
You have?
Dude, are you crazy? Y'all have babies. I don't know any of the fellas that is ready to retain water, ready to put on that extra 60, 70 pounds, have back pain, had a back opening up so you can drop this big head 9-pound monster.
Damn, that's a big baby.
You know what I'm saying. You see some of the heads on some of these kids, because I'll never forget. My first, you know, human sex, not yet, what is that, sex education in high school, they always show birth. And they always show the pregnant woman with the child with the biggest head going. You know, kid got Frankenstein's head coming out. It's like, oh, we're all like, oh, look at his head.
You want to not have any kids, huh?
Hey, well, look. I can tell you this, and I'm sure I vouch for all the fellas out there, that if men could get pregnant, the human species would be in trouble. There would be a colony of men hiding out, not having sex, and I'd be the leader.
Wow.
I'm not getting pregnant. Wow, what?
Wow.
And on top of that, getting back to the superiority of women, y'all can bleed for a week and not die. That right there. I bow down to you.
Yeah, that is kind of, we can bleed for a week and not die.
Right. There's, I don't know, no men that can do that. Of not
you
being
guys weren't built for it, that's all.
Right. Yeah, that's not what we built for. So, I give
right.
you guys props. Women out there listening, Dick Hugger gives you your props. You are the superior species. You can give birth, get pregnant, retain water, you can bleed for a week. That is some amazing shit. And I have nothing but respect for you. I'm giving it up. All hail women. Y'all can keep all them maladies, your female problems. Although I am resentful of female problems. Because y'all can call in to work with female problems and nobody don't say nothing. But I come out and say male problem, what the hell is a male problem?
Ah.
Yeah, you can't think of one, can you?
Erectile dysfunction.
Yeah, but that got nothing to do with coming to work.
Hemorrhoid. Oh, no, that's a woman thing, too.
that's a woman thing.
That's also a woman thing.
Yeah.
Your balls hurt. I don't know.
Why are you talking about balls hurting?
Because I was looking at a pair today.
All righty then. So we're going to move on to some more news. He's going to change it before he goes into the pornographic channel. Talk about this
you
too,
asked?
Anyway. The guy who killed his parents, Dennis Gluck is his name. And he was trying to escape into Mexico. He's the guy that killed his parents up in the Carlsbad Vista area. So they were just, the Carlsbad officers were performing a welfare check on behalf of a family member when they discovered the bodies of two parents. They were killed by their son, Dennis Gluck.
Right.
He had been arrested in Oceanside for an assault with a knife or a machete a few years ago, and he received felony probation.
See, that's why I say you can't be hanging out with people who, like, own knives and machetes. I mean, I ain't talking about, like, cooking knives, whatnot. But if you got a machete, you probably not fit for human consumption. You can't be around humans.
Wow.
There's no reason to have a machete, especially if you ain't, like, cutting the heads off fish and all that kind of stuff.
That'd have to be a pretty damn big fish if you had to cut it off the head off with the machete.
I'm saying if you want to be exotic, you want to have an exotic knife, it's got to be for doing something fancy, like you want to show off to the girls, like, ha, whack, look, see, I can cut fish heads off with this. That's the only thing that I can see. Except
would it impress ladies?
I'm saying.
What ladies are those? In the jungle?
Tarzan had a, what was her name, Jane? So?
What was her name?
I think it was Jane.
Jane.
Me, Tarzan. Hi, I'm Jane. You know.
Is that a Dick Huggerism?
No, I'm not going to say it because I'm going to racial rehab. Moving on to a commuter who pulled into a gas station in Richland, Washington to fill up the tank of his 1994 Camaro. He thought the $90 he had on his PayPal debit card would easily cover the $26 bill. But the tap of fuel at the bypass deli and Conoco station off Route 240 maxed out his card and then some. They said the transaction was recorded as $81 billion.
Oh, my God. How in the hell does anyone spend? Wow, that's like really getting the economy going. Is that part of the stimulus package?
Hey, no, that's a scary ass story. Dude, now you imagine you going to, you know, put some gas in your car, and you know you put your debit card in, and it says you owe more. You're like, well, gas, $26. You know, so you got like $538 and all that's gone. And you're like, hold on, your card is declined. You get to the credit, or you call the bank, and they say that you owe $80 billion.
Yeah.
That would set folks over the edge a little bit.
A little bit.
Just a little bit. It would set me off. I don't even know how I'd just be a bunch of cussing. I don't think I'd be able to say a non-cuss word. But that's just me, I guess. Yeah. Well, I guess our government is confiscating a lot of interesting stuff.
Such as?
Well, I guess people, they're like
trying to smuggle porn, trying to smuggle, you know, choice meats, alcohol, cocaine. You know, they're trying to bring all kinds of stuff. They saying that all kinds of the feds are confiscating things that normally wouldn't, you know, I guess maybe meat is hazardous. I never thought, you know, pork sausage from the Netherlands would be like deadly something that you're like, nah, we can't let this pork sausage in.
Right.
Even though I despise this stuff. But I don't think that's anything that would be for the government to stop people and say, oh, you can't bring this pork sausage into the country. Maybe they're thinking there's some anthrax in the pork sausage, or I don't know. And that whole Cuban cigar thing, it's like, I don't even know what they tripping on. Castro in the Cube, you can't bring Cuban cigars still into the United States. I don't understand that. It's like the war has been over with for like 40-some years. Let it go. Bay of Pig was, what, 19, isn't that like 1962, 63, something like that? 2009. They let folks smoke cigars. What's the difference? Well, I'm sure there's some smokers out there and be like, oh, there's a big difference between a Cuban cigar and a regular cigar. It's like, all that shit will kill you. So, let it through. Y'all let cocaine in, but you can't let a cigar in?
Right.
Yeah. That's it. I'm just, government, do stupid shit. I don't understand. You let all this coke and heroin in, but y'all care about Cuban cigars and people bringing in pork sausage.
Right.
Yeah. Now, moving on to the president of this here United States.
Mm-hmm.
He's in trouble.
Why?
It's already an inordinate amount of people that would like to see his life ended. I ain't gonna say no name, but you know, some people out there. A dude sent a letter to Obama, right? An HIV positive man cut one of his fingers. So he can bleed on the letter. Then the note was mailed with some orange powder and was sent to Obama. That's crazy.
Okay.
A man held an HIV tainted letter. You know, he's like, he had HIV and he bled, he cut his finger and bled on the letter and sent it to Obama. Not that he would have actually personally opened it up and read it, being that it had some red stuff on it, but still,
right.
It's like, wow, are you that serious? You that desperate?
Yeah, well, some people are.
Yeah.
That is sad.
That's very sad, actually. And then, on top of that, you know, Obama was going to visit Canada, right? And the Canadians intercepted a couple of Russian bombers, right? Russian bombers, you know, little jet planes with the bombs on them, right before Obama was about to visit, yeah. They were in international waters when Canadian jets intercepted them. Canadians pulled the F-18 fighter planes from NORAD and Canada Command And the Russian said it was just a routine flight around Canada while Obama was there.
Right.
Be there. It's like, homie, you need to watch his back. You got some serious.
Well, I'm sure he knows that.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure he does. Yeah. Now I'm going to talk about Haterade.
What?
Haterade.
What's that?
You know, that's when people hate on other people just because.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You know, we're going to move from Obama to his wife. You know, she's been getting a little hate because people have been looking at her saying that she's wearing skimpy clothes because, you know, she wears those sleeveless shirts because, you know, she's got tone arms. And she's in pretty good shape, so she can wear, you know, like clothing where she ain't got to hide nothing or whatnot.
Right.
So there was some folks that was hating on her or whatever. You know, there's a group of folks that hate on her, saying, ah, look at her. You know, she's showing off all this. Showing off
her muscular arm. Oh, my goodness.
Right.
Shame on her.
Yeah. Shame on her because she can wear clothes and you can't wear them.
Probably the most fit first lady that we've had in a long time.
In a long time? I'm probably going to venture to guess ever.
Well, no. What's her name? Jacqueline Kennedy?
Yeah.
She was in good shape. She was pretty.
I wasn't alive then.
Okay, then you can't say ever.
I'm saying that she, you know, she's in pretty good shape.
Yes, so, yeah.
Younger than her age suggests.
I mean, I think I like the way she dresses.
Okay. That's nice.
People hating on her already. Oh, whatever.
Hating on her arms.
Oh, her arms.
On her arms.
Oh, what's
she wears too many sleeveless shirts.
Oh, goodness gracious.
Yeah.
Whatever.
There's a group of people who think that she's good, too. But we gonna move on, because New Zealand people are funny.
Why is that?
I don't know how to take this, and if I was the singer that they were using to torture kids to keep them away from the mall, I don't know if I'd be hurt or what. Said New Zealand authorities try to get rid of teens with Barry Manilow tunes. So what they do is, I guess this is a city in New Zealand, in the place is called Christchurch. They reportedly covered the local outdoor mall with graffiti, and, you know, they do drugs and all this other stuff. So what the authorities in New Zealand start doing is they start playing Barry Manilow to, like, make the kids not want to hang out there.
Does it work?
Well, supposedly, 16-year-old Emma Belcher, that's just a bad last name to have, Belcher.
Belcher?
Belcher. You know, like I belched.
Okay. That's what I thought you said.
Yeah. Emma Belcher said, we would just bring a stereo and play our music louder.
Oh, my gosh.
She wasn't going to let Barry Manilow get her down.
So you walk into this mall and there's just music blaring.
Yes, they're blasting Barry Manilow.
I wouldn't even go to the mall if they're playing Barry Manilow.
What you got against Barry Manilow?
I don't want to shop to him.
Why not?
It's not music. It's not soothing, nor is it upbeat. I would rather listen to different type of music, but that's just my opinion. I would not want to shop to Barry Manilow.
Wow.
He's not my key.
Okay. But that's haterism there, buddy.
No, I didn't say I hate him. He's just not my cup of tea.
Okay. Well, if y'all disagree with Butter for Khan about shopping at the mall in New Zealand, of all places, to Barry Manilow, you can call us at 646-929-2037.
And if you agree that you'd like to shop to Barry Manilow in New Zealand, you can call the same number.
Or you can email us at
smoothdrama1, that's the number one, at yahoo.com.
Or you can send in your topics. And stay connected. Well, not sending your topic, but you can stay connected to future events. You can text the word smooth drama to 41411. And we'll keep you up to date with what's going on with smooth drama and upcoming events and interviews.
Yes, we plan to take this show to the streets soon.
To the streets. We just gonna be in the middle of the street.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
On the divider. On the divider, preaching.
I'm just going to run up on people and start talking to them about stupid shit.
Yeah. Say, smooth drama, what?
Well, that's a dick hugger-ism.
Yes, that is a dick hugger-ism.
That is a dick hugger-ism.
Well, I'm gonna switch back to stupidism though, or crazy.
Yeah. Florida?
No, this is actually Omaha, Nebraska.
Omaha, Nebraska.
Now, you know, here on the show, Smooth Drama, we've advocated the legalization of marijuana. But after hearing this story about the man who smokes his cat in the bong, I don't know.
That. How did they get the cat in the bong?
He had a box in, it was a 12-inch by 6-inch box. And inside the 12-inch by 6-inch box, he stuffed his cat. And he put some weed in there, and he lit it, and he was smoking it from there. It was like his bong. See, and what happened is, deputies discovered the cat trapped in the device after responding to a domestic disturbance call at a residence the suspect shares with his grandfather. The deputies resolved the dispute and left the house, but they returned minutes later after discovering there was an arrest warrant on the suspect for possession of drug paraphernalia. Upon re-entering the house, deputies saw the suspect, who I guess he couldn't wait 5 minutes for the police to clear. He's smoking marijuana through a piece of garden hose attached to a duct tape plastic glass box in which the cat had been stuffed.
Yes. What an idiot.
I mean, one, the cops had just left there. You would have thought he had took the cat out the damn box. Like, oh shit, it's the cops. You know what I'm saying? Just
what an idiot.
See, this is why we try to draw the line. See, there's crazy folks like that. People, they are not normal. They are not a part of our society. We can't think that stuff is normal. It's too much of this going on. It's not normal. You don't stuff your cat in a box with the holes connected so you can smoke. I mean, he's smoking the cat? I mean, I don't even know what to say on that.
Wow.
I know he was high.
That was in Nebraska.
That was in Nebraska, making it happen.
Goodness gracious.
Yeah. Now this story here is kind of weird. Because there's something about Texas drove this dude insane. Because there's a man who he landed at Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport. And he jumped from the plane. He opened up the cabin door, slid down the emergency slide, and then starts walking the terminal seat. He couldn't wait to get out. He just, you know how the plane is like rolling, and then you're going to stop. Homie couldn't wait. He opens up the emergency cabin door, and he slides down the emergency, he pushes out the emergency slide, and he just slides down.
What was wrong with him?
The officials, they haven't said yet why he jumped after landing. You know, I'm going to think that maybe him and the old girl from the Chicken Nuggets thing were related. You know, maybe that's who she called first. And you got the call. You know how soon as you land, whatnot, you turn on your phone and you're like, and get your message or call. He got the call from her. What? They don't have no chicken nuggets?
I got to get off the plane.
Yeah, there's some bulls right here, and I got to get off the plane. So I can call at McDonald's, and that's my suspicion. That's my theory on it.
Right.
Yeah. Because I can't think of nothing else. Except maybe it's the chicken McNuggets drove him crazy, too. McDonald's must have some good-ass chicken McNuggets.
Yeah.
You ever have?
Huh? Yeah, ever since I switched to dark meat, I've been out chicken McNuggets.
All righty then. If I'm not mistaken, most chicken nuggets, or chicken nuggets in general, are made with white meat.
That was funny.
I need to break it down to you.
I'm choking over here.
Yeah. All right, we not even. I'm trying not to go there. You trying to go all up in it.
What?
Because you're talking about you choking on something over there.
No, I said I'm choking. I didn't say I was choking on something.
Okay.
If I was choking on something, do you think I'd be on the air?
I don't. Well.
Never mind. Don't answer that question.
Speaking of that, this one, I always wonder who are doing these surveys. rotten eggs get men hot. They say rotten eggs are a bizarre aphrodisiac for men.
Where was this study done?
This was done by the National Academy of Sciences.
Where are they located? They're national.
The University of Naples. Now, this is crazy. A gas called hydrogen sulfide, which is released when eggs rot and car exhausts are turned on, is also released when men experience sexual arousal. The study published in British newspaper The Sun shows. They said small amounts of hydrogen sulfide leak out from the penis as men prepare for sex. They said the gas helps to relax the muscles around male genitalia and boosts blood flow, which causes an erection.
I don't know if I heard that correctly. It is released from the male.
It is released from the male when we experience sexual arousal. So basically, all them times you thought homie cut gas on you, nope.
He was just aroused.
He was just aroused.
That's just almost as bad as saying that we're going to tax flatulence.
Well, technically, it's not flatulence. If you smell the smell of rotten eggs, or just the smell of a car exhaust, that means your man wants you.
Okay.
Yeah.
I could say something, but I better not.
Yeah. Well, no, say it.
No, that's okay.
All right, well.
I'll put the fifth on that one.
Yeah, I don't know if that's good or bad. I don't know if that's like vindicating the fellas.
No.
Or I'm
going to do my own study.
Anyway, this is vindicate the fellas. I mean, because, this also could have a negative effect on relationships.
Oh, yes, but I'm going to do my own study, so I'll read it next show. I have until Tuesday to
gather your data.
I have until Tuesday night to gather my research, and
okay.
I'll know.
Well, I guess for any other females out there, if you want to help Butter in her gathering of info on the hydrogen sulfide tip. Hey, hit her up, smoothdrama1, the number one at yahoo.com. We like to hear other people's results.
Yeah.
And so with that, we have hit the end of the show. I want to give a shout out to Dick Hugger Jr. Keep it alive, homie. I'm with you. I'm going to give a shout out to my homegirl Luna. She having a hard time right now. Stay strong. Keep your family together. And with that, I'm Dick Hugger, and I'm out.
And this is Butter Pecan. Thank you for listening.
Are you sure you're Butter Pecan? You're not a body snatcher?
No. Go ahead and play the closing.
All right. Bye, people. Love you. Have a great weekend. Peace.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you guys.
Smooth.
Drama.